Thank you and good morning. Governor Jerry Brown signed the State Budget Act of 2014 into law last month, approving a $108 billion budget. That budget allocates $60 billion for education, a revenue increase that will allow the government to pay off $5.1 billion worth of funding deferrals. Humboldt County Superintendent of Schools Gary Eagles is pleased with the funding increase, as the government has fallen behind on its payments for K-14 education.
Keep in mind, we're still backfilling the bucket that they emptied by about 22% several years ago, so we're still filling the bucket back up. But I am pleased to say that public education, as other and many other government services, are doing a little bit better these days because the state is fiscally healthier.
Eagles remains cautiously optimistic, as there are still funding challenges ahead.
However, we do have some challenges on the horizon that we're going to have to be prepared to deal with. Funding for retirement programs, big cost item for government agencies. Those rates are more than doubling over the next few years.
This budget marks the first time in 6 years that education funding has been increased. Citing the environmental damage and the effects of long-term drought, Congressman Jared Huffman sent a letter to U.S. Attorney Melinda Hogg in San Francisco, urging her to focus on the major trespass marijuana grows in the Emerald Triangle. Huffman's letter asked Hogg's office to make the damaging trespass grows a priority over the investigation and prosecution of low-level growers and offenders, particularly those who are complying with state law. Federal law still considers marijuana a drug on par with heroin and other opiates, and despite state legalization in Washington and Colorado and legal medical use in California, federal agencies enforce federal regulations and ignore local statutes. A minimum security inmate who was assigned to the Eel River Conservation Camp walked away from the camp on Wednesday and prompted a search by prison authorities in the Redway area. Dakota Moss was assigned to the camp and was found to be missing. Officers from Pelican Bay State Prison and local law enforcement conducted a search and located Moss in some bushes just 2 miles from the camp. Moss was wearing civilian clothes and was in possession of marijuana when he was found, and he was taken back to the correctional center. An investigation into whether or not Moss committed any crimes while away from the camp was initiated as well. A California Highway Patrol officer on duty in the safety corridor watched as 24-year-old Arcata resident Cody Owsley attempted to cross Highway 101 in an area where traffic had been reduced to one lane due to repaving work. Owsley was walking northbound in the southbound lanes when he was contacted by the officer, who reports that Owsley appeared to be under the influence of alcohol. Owsley refused to obey the officer's commands to remain out of the traffic lanes and then proceeded to walk into oncoming traffic when the officer tasered him. Other CHP officers arrived on scene, and Owsley was taken into custody despite his resistance. He was then taken to the hospital for a checkup due to the use of the taser before he was booked into county jail. There were no injuries reported. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. We no longer have former Arcata City Manager Randy Mendoza to join us on Talk Shop, so Lieutenant Ryan Peterson of the Arcata Police Department took his turn and discussed a wide range of subjects dealing with public safety. Peterson discussed how preparation for different scenarios, such as an active school shooter on a local campus, are part of a community-wide effort.
We are working closely with our partners, the Humboldt State University Police Department, the Arcata Fire Department, Arcata Ambulance, the school systems, all the different school districts in Arcata, trying to plan and prepare, possibly mitigate some of these things that could potentially happen.
Peterson also said that coordination between public agencies can help identify issues and trouble before they become an active problem.
It's having a community that communicates, having a school system that communicates, and school administrators, teachers, you know, they should be, and I think that they do keep an eye out and look for these problems and are aware, just like everybody else, that there are bad things that happen, unfortunately, in our world and in our country, and are trying to identify those things and bring them to the attention of those who can actually provide some level of help.
Peterson added that if you look at the most severe incidents across the country, there is no one factor that ties them together. Incidents can happen anywhere at any time. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.